We praise and thank our Lord for guiding us in our Sabbath worship.
能够借着祷告，能够借着道理上的分享，使我们在灵性上不断的长进。
Through the sharing of the Word of God, so that we can continue to grow spiritually.
我们在祷告之前要一起再来看提摩太后书的第二章。
Before we pray, let's continue to study from 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们请翻到提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书的第二章第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
第一节，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。第三
，verse three，
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。第四节
，verse four，
凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。第五节
，verse five，
人若在场上比武，非按规矩就不能得冠冕。第六
，verse six，
劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。第七
，verse seven，
我所说的话你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。这一段话是使徒保罗写给年轻的传道提摩太。
This is the letter that Paul wrote to the young Timothy.
从圣经上面我们可以看到说，这个年轻传道，他这个是他是个好人，但是他的个性是比较温柔一点啊。
From the scripture, we can see that the young preacher Timothy, he was a good man, but yet he was more gentle in his attitude.
所以有些事情他可能会害怕，有些事情他比较没有经验。
So in certain things, he was fearful, he was not as experienced.
所以在这里呢，保罗要鼓励这个年轻的工人。
So Paul here encouraged the young worker.
你要刚强勇敢，为主耶稣来做大丈夫啊。
To be strong and courageous and be a strong man.
我们今天都被托付承担起这个神殿的工作。
Today we've been entrusted with the work of the house of God.
我们有这个资格，更有这个要求，要在神的殿中成为有用。
We are required to be a useful vessel in the house of God.
或许有时候我们会感到害怕。
Perhaps sometimes we may be afraid.
有时候呢，我们可能会觉得自己能力的不足。
Sometimes we may feel that we do not have the strength.
虽然有心想要好好的为主耶稣来做点工。
Even though we desire to serve the Lord.
却又不知道说自己到底能不能把这项托付给做好。
But sometimes we are unsure whether or not we can accomplish the work.
我们有时候就像提摩太一样。
So at times we may be like Timothy.
有心，但是会怕。
We have the willingness, but yet we have the fear.
在这里保罗要鼓励提摩太。
So here Paul encouraged Timothy.
也是要鼓励我们在座的每一位。
The same encouragement goes out to each and every one of us.
可以的，你可以成为勇敢。
It is possible that we can be brave and courageous.
可以的，你可以成为主大能的勇士。
It is possible that we can become a soldier of Christ.
可以的，你可以为主打美好的仗。
It is possible that we can fight a good fight.
可以的，你可以为主成就重要的圣功。
It is possible that we can accomplish great work.
那这个是主的应许。
This is God's promise.
但是也是我们必须要努力的方向。
But it is also a goal that we must pursue.
所以在这里，保罗对提摩太说。
So here Paul said to Timothy,
你要成为基督的精兵。
You must become a soldier of Jesus Christ.
成为神国大能的勇士。
Be a brave warrior.
但是在这里有几件事是我们要自我要求的。
But there are a few things that you must require of yourself.
在我们昨天早上早祷会的时候有谈到。
In yesterday morning's morning prayer, we said,
这里保罗说你要在基督耶稣的恩典中刚强啊。
Yeah, Paul says that you must be strong and courageous under the grace of God.
所以啊，在神家中的刚强。
So to be strong and courageous in the house of God.
不是建立在你这个个人的，你这个人是多么的，好像能力有多么的强悍。
It does not depend on how much capability, how much strength you may have.
我讲话很有力哦。
I speak with great power.
我拍桌子很大声哦。
I can slam on the desk.
我脾气很火爆哦。
I have a very strong and bad temper.
你们最好都要小心哦。
You must be careful.
这叫做刚强吗？
So is that a sign of strength?
很多时候我们把世界上的这一套所谓的刚强带到我们的侍奉当中。
Sometimes we bring this type of strength into our servitude.
以致我们的侍奉到最后成为一种冲突。
So our servitude will run into conflict.
在教会当中，同龄当中常常会起纷争。
In church among workers, there may be conflict and quarrels.
但是保罗说你要怎么刚强？
So what is the strength that Paul is referring to?
在恩典中刚强啊。
To be strong in the grace of God.
当你常常想到耶稣爱你。
When we constantly are reminded of the love of Christ,
当你一直记着说耶稣基督赦免了你,
when we remember that Christ has forgiven us,
因为他赦免你, 所以你能够赦免别人,
because he has forgiven us, then we must also forgive,
因为他爱你, 所以你能够为他坚持在侍奉的道路上面,
because he loves us, that is why we must persist in the way of servitude,
因为心中被主的爱所充满,
because we've been filled by the love of Christ,
所以充满了力量继续在侍奉的道路上奔跑,
so that we can persist and be strong in this path of servitude.
所以一个人要刚强,
so for us to be strong,
一定要常常想念主耶稣的恩惠,
we must be mindful of the grace of God.
但是啊，问题是我们今天都很健忘啊。
And many times we are very forgetful.
什么东西记得最清楚?
And what are the things that we remember the most?
别人欠你钱，你记得最清楚吗?
Remember the most when people owe us money.
我到现在还记得。
I still remember.
我国小六年级的一个同学。
When I was in sixth grade, one of my friends
跟我借钱买玩具。
He borrowed money from me to go buy a toy.
到最后没有还清。
At the end, he never repaid me.
还欠我200块。
He owed me 200 NT dollars.
我不只知道他欠我多少钱。
Not only do I remember how much he owed me,
我还没有忘记他的名字啊。
I also remember his name very well.
但是有时候人就是这样啊。
So this is human nature.
欠你钱的记得最清楚。
We remember the most who owe us money.
得罪你的你记得最清楚。
Remember the most who had offended us.
但是啊，很多时候好事我们通通都忘光光啦。
And many times we forget about the good things.
有时候我们做传道者，我们要去做一些帮忙做一些婚姻辅导啊。
As preachers, we often have to do marriage counseling.
哇，夫妻吵架，你不好啊，你不好啊，两个都很不好啊，那结婚干嘛？
Between husband and wife, the spouses they point fingers at one another.
我就会拿两张纸出来啊。
So I would bring out two pieces of paper.
我说来，你们先安静一下。
To ask him to calm down.
不要吵，不要吵，坐两边啊，坐到两边去啊，不要打起来啊，坐到两边啊。
Do not fight. Just sit apart.
来，你们结婚这么多年了
哦。You've been married for so many years.
要不然哦，我们先来想一想美好的事，好不好
？Let's reflect upon the good times.
我们来大家，你写一下，在你的记忆当中，你的先生或你的太太让你留下温馨被爱的感觉，写一下。
Write down those beautiful moments where your husband or wife has left a very lovable or warm moment in your heart.
哇，他说没有啊，哪有啊？
And each one of them would say, there's none.
那我想说啊，如果通通没有，你当初怎么会要嫁给他呢？
If there's none, why did you get married in the first place?
那现在好，那我们再换另外一个方法哦。
So let's try something else.
我们来找出问题的关键。
Let's find the root of the problem.
来来来，请写下来。你的配偶让你很生气受不了的地方啊。
Let's write down the things that your spouse caused you to become angry.
两分钟之后。
In 2 minutes.
传道可以再给我一张纸吗？
And they ask for another piece of paper.
记得很清楚啊。
They remember those very vividly.
别人对你不好从来不忘记。
And we never forget the things that people had offended us.
这个是很糟糕的啊。
And so this is something very terrible.
因为当你的心中只记着负面的事情，
because when you are only mindful of these negative things,
你的生命就会越活越负面啊。
Then your life will be filled with negativity.
有时候你身旁的人啊，会开始闪你、避你、躲你啊。
And people around you will try to avoid you.
为什么？因为啊，你所流出来的好像都是。有毒的哈，毒水一样。你讲的话好像毒水一样啊。
For everything that you say and do are filled with, seems to be filled with poison.
你自己不快乐
，you yourself, will not be happy.
你身旁的人更加的痛苦
，and the people around you, live in agony.
但是如果今天我们改变
，but today if we turn, learn to change,
开始去思想美好的那一面
，if we think about the good things,
感谢天上的神给我的家庭
，we thank our Heavenly Father for giving us our family.
感谢天上的神赐给我的儿女
，we thank our Heavenly Father for giving us our children.
感谢天上的神给我稳定的生活
，we thank God for giving us a peaceful life. life.
虽然拥有的不是很多，虽然得到的不是最好。
Even though what we have is limited, it is not the best.
但是是最适合我的。
But it is something that is most fitting.
当你觉得你每天都是恩典，每天都被主耶稣所，每天主耶稣都非常爱你。
When we feel the grace of God, when we can feel the love of God.
你在信仰的道路上自然会坚强啊。
Then in our journey of faith, we'll be come strengthened.
第二个，我们昨天有讲说啊，我们要听见所传的道啊。
And secondly, we also talked about we must listen to the message that we have heard.
要成为神家中有用的工人
to become a useful vessel of God,
一定要在道理上面做学习
we must learn from the gospel,
因为明白道理
because of the knowledge of the gospel,
你才能够知道主耶稣对你 所存的期望
then we can know God's expectation of you,
因为你知道神所对你的期望
and because we know that,
你才知道必须要奔跑的方向
then we know the direction that we must run towards.
第三我们讲到说身旁要有一样忠心的人啊。
And thirdly, we must be surrounded with faithful workers of God.
战场从来不是一个人表演的舞台。
In the battlefield, it is not a personal battle.
要打一场美好的战争，一定需要同龄的帮助。
In the battlefield, we need co-workers to help us.
在罗马时代哦。罗马帝国的时代
during the Roman Empire,
他们那个时候啊，军队所穿戴的盔甲
and the armors that they wear,
身上的盔甲大概是80磅左右啊 ,80 磅
it weighs about 80 pounds,
80磅很重啊
it's very heavy,
而且啊，它非常不好穿
it is not easy to put on,
因为它是前面有一块板子
there's an armor plate on the front,
后面也有一块
There's another plate on the back.
然后两块夹起来上锁，这就是你的连身甲啦。
And the two pieces are braided together in metal, and that is your full armor.
你说你很强壮哦。
If you're strong,
你可以抱着你前面这一块很重的钢板、铁板。
You can carry your front armor.
那你背后怎么办
？And what happened to your back?
你背后要怎么把它拿着？
How do you carry your armor?
你说好，我非常强壮，我前面一只手，后面一只手，八十磅哦。
So you can say that I'm strong. I can use my both hands to carry both armor.
你要怎么把它锁起来
？How do you piece it together?
你是要用牙齿还是用舌头
？Are you going to use your tongue or your teeth?
所以在那个时候，你要穿戴这一身的盔甲上战场。
So when you put on this armor,
一定是有人帮助你的。
There must be someone to put it on for you.
所以军队当中的同伴，你先帮我穿，我再帮你穿。
So in the armory, you must help one another to put on this armor.
然后我们都穿戴整齐上战场。
So as soldiers, we go to battle together.
所以在侍奉的道路上面
So in the path of servitude,
只剩你一人，问题绝对是你自己啊。
If you're serving alone, then the problem lies in yourself.
不要觉得是别人
Do not feel that it is others.
人家跟不上我的脚步
Others are moving too slow.
人家没有我的心智
Others do not have my dedication.
人家不懂我的方法
Others don't know the way.
别人没有我属灵
They're not as spiritual.
别人没有我爱神。
They're not as loving.
有时候讲到最后啊，一天到晚都是我我我我我我就是最大的问题啊。
And then we emphasize on ourselves, and we ourselves is the greatest problem.
所以在这里说你要有同伴。
So it says here that we must have co-workers.
能够在侍奉的道路上面有忠心的同伴一起来努力。
That we have faithful workers to serve together.
我们昨天所谈到的最后一样啊。
And the last thing.
他说第三节说你要和我同受苦难
You must endure hardship together
一个好的士兵
A good soldier
一定是被操练过的哦
Must have been trained
一定是经过一些熬练一些辛苦的锻炼的过程
They must have been trained and tested and gone through hardship
使得他们能够面对各样的环境
So that they can endure in all kinds of circumstances
使他们能够胜过各样的考验
So that they can overcome all kinds of trials
但是啊我们如果啊从来不愿意让自己在这种苦难当中受磨练
But if we are unwilling to endure hardship
你可能啊道理讲的一套又一套
Perhaps you may be a good sermon speaker
但是啊遇到问题跑得比谁都快啊
But when you encounter difficulties you will run away fast
所以啊你看使徒教会起初的发展啊
So if we look at the early apostolic church
大逼迫大患难大困难
It was great persecution and trials
却造就出一个又一个 光芒耀眼的工人啊。
But yet it cultivated a very good and faithful workers.
所以在最黑暗的时代,
in the darkest moments,
反而能够除造出最重要的工人来。
It was able to cultivate a very good and faithful workers.
所以如果今天神在磨练你,
today if you are going through a test,
你要感谢神,
you must give thanks to God.
因为神在你的生命当中有预备的更重要、更美好的使命。
Because God has prepared for you a greater and more wonderful commission for you.
要与主同受苦难,
for you to endure suffering with Christ.
我们看回来第二章哦。
So if we turn back to chapter 2,
提摩太后书第二章,
2 Timothy chapter 2,
第四节,
verse 4.
第四节这里说, 凡在军中当兵的, 不将事务缠身, 好叫那招他当兵的人, 喜悦。 所以在这里啊, 继续提醒我们啊,
So here once again tells us,
他告诉我们说啊, 我们今天如果被征召来为主服侍成为主的军队,
if we are engaged to serve the Lord, to be the soldier of Christ,
这里告诉我们说, 不要将事务缠身啊,
that we should not be entangled with the affairs of this life.
就是要专心啊,
that this means that we must be focused.
说我们今天如果在侍奉神的道路上,
today in the work of serving God,
但是啊, 人有道, 心没有道,
if we are here physically, but yet our heart is not here.
虽然在奔跑天国的道路,
even though we are running this journey to heaven,
但是啊, 跑两步回头看一下, 跑两步回头看一下,
but every few steps, we will turn our head and look back.
你明明知道你的目标是永生的天国,
you know that your goal is ahead in heaven.
但是心中常常向往过去埃及的生活,
but yet we are still mindful of the life of the past in Egypt.
他说啊, 你就不能够叫那个招你的喜悦啦。
He says that then you will not be able to please him who has enlisted you.
你看啊, 以色列人出埃及,
when the Israelites left Egypt,
浩浩荡荡, 大概200万人啊,
about 2 million people,
他们出来的时候, 欢欣鼓舞,
when they left, they were very joyful. They gave thanks to God.
圣经上说, the
Bible says that the army of God left Egypt.
真的你想到圣经用的字啊,
so the words of the scripture, we feel it is very glorious.
他们啊, 其实是一团混乱啊,
actually, they are a group of people
做奴隶做了400年,
they were slaves for 400 years.
所以基本上就是一群乱民啊,
so they are a group of, what would we say, refugees or mobs.
所以啊, 他们离开的时候其实是乱七八糟的,
so they left in chaos.
但是因为他们是神所拣选的,
but because they were God's chosen people,
因为他们是神所爱的,
because they were God's loved by God.
因为他们是顺服神的旨意, 朝着正确的方向,
they were submissive to God and going towards the same direction.
所以虽然没有能力,
even though they were lacking in strength,
虽然没有财富,
even though they were lacking financially,
虽然组织也不见得很健全,
even though they were not very well organized,
甚至啊, 百姓素质很差, 一团混乱啊,
and the people, they were in a deep mess.
但是神愿意, 称呼他们为神的军队,
but God was willing and called them the army of God.
所以神的军队不是取决在你这些人有多大的能力,
so being the army of God depend not on how much strength and power you have,
而是在你能不能跟上主耶稣的脚, 跟上神的脚步,
but rather whether or not you can follow the footsteps of God.
但是当他们到了旷野之后,
when they came to the wilderness,
开始吵, 开始闹, 开始乱,
they started to complain and they started to murmur.
一开始啊, 神都对他们很包容哦,
and God was very kind to them.
但是啊, 后来他们开始讲, 我要回埃及, 埃及比较好,
but later on they started to say that they wanted to go back to Egypt. It is better there.
他说让神感到非常的愤怒啊,
so God was deeply disappointed.
甚至在使徒行传里面告诉我们啊,
in the book of Acts it says,
他说啊, 以色列人啊, 你们在旷野这40年, 有在拜神吗? 没有啊,
in the 40 years in the wilderness, did they worship God? They did not.
你们是扛着摩洛的像, 你是扛着偶像的像在路上走的啊,
they carry with them idols in the journey.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为他们心中向往埃及,
for their hearts were mindful of Egypt.
没有正确的方向,
they did not have the right direction.
所以啊, 因为他们人虽然朝着迦南前进,
even though they were walking towards Canaan.
但是仍然被事物缠身，被埃及缠住了。
But they were entangled with the snares of life with Egypt.
所以我们今天要谨慎啊。
So today we ought to be careful.
今天我们既然要走上信仰的道路
，Since we are walking on this journey of faith，
要走就好好走。
We must walk on it in the right way.
要走就专心走啊。
We must walk on it with the right focus.
当我们一方面又想要拥抱基督。
On one hand, we want to embrace Christ.
如果我们另外一方面又想要拥抱世界。
But you also want to embrace the world at the same time.
到最后就是两头落空啊。
At the end, we'll find that we'll lose both.
所以啊，我们今天人活在这个世界上。
So as we live in this world,
要工作，要努力，要照顾家庭。
We need to work, we need to care for our family.
可以有目标，可以有努力的方向。
We have our goals, we have our pursuits.
赚钱从来不是问题。
To make money, it is not the issue.
但是眼中只剩下钱就是最大的问题啊。
If we view money as the only thing, then that becomes a problem.
所以啊，工作只是为了生活。
So to work, it is a means for us to survive.
但是生命却是为了永恒。
But we live for the purpose of eternal life.
这个是我们大家都要清楚的。
This should be our common goal.
所以我们要朝着目标前进。
So we must strive towards the goal.
不要被事物缠身啊。
We should not be entangled by the material life.
才能够叫那个招我们的喜悦。
So that we can please him who calls us.
在这里告诉我们，看回来第四节啊。
In verse 4.
提摩太后书第二章的第四节。
Timothy chapter 2 verse 4.
这里说好叫那招你当兵的喜悦第五节
Verse 5.
人若在场上比武非按规矩就不能得粮食在这里告诉我们说成为基督精兵的第六个要求
The sixth requirement for being a soldier of Christ
前面告诉我们说生活要简单一点
Earlier talked about the simplicity of our life
欲望很多很难前进的
If we have too many desires, we cannot move forward.
我们上一节见证会讲到去非洲
In our last session, we talked about going to Africa.
讲，我就想到我第一次去非洲啊。
So it reminded me of the first time I went there.
第一次去非洲啊，很兴奋又很害怕。
I was very anxious and very afraid.
而且啊，那因为什么都不知道哦，又听了很多很多很多怪怪的故事，怕吓人的故事啊。
I heard some fearful stories of what happened there.
所以我第一次去非洲啊，两个 full suitcase 啊，大的啊，两个大的行李箱啊。
So I brought two full suitcases.
我告诉你啊，我连卫生纸都自己带啊。
I haven't brought my own tissue paper.
我也不知道非洲到底有没有卫生纸啊。
I didn't know if there was tissue paper.
带了一堆电器用品啊，那个吹风机啊，什么有的没有带一堆啊。
I brought a lot of appliances and.Electrical devices.
到了那边才发觉啊，非洲样样好，就是没有电呐。
So I went there, I realized that there's everything there except electricity.
所以啊，在那边生活的确变得很简单。
Indeed, we learned to live simple lives.
但是那一开始的那两个行李箱，就成为我非洲旅程的噩梦啊。
And those two suitcases became my nightmare.
有时候我们啊。一换地方一走就是一两个小时哦。
We had to walk for two hours, sometimes.
然后啊，我就拖，而且他们那个地板那个泥泞地呀、啊，凹凹凸凸黄土地呀、啊。
And the soil it is uneven. That is the road that we have to travel.
我就是这样子拖着那个行李这样子慢慢走，走两个小时，噩梦啊。
So I dragged those two suitcases everywhere I went.
感谢主啊，非洲弟兄有爱心。
I thank God that the African brothers full of love.
可能看我一副就是很不行的样子哦。
When they saw that I could go no more.
他说来，我帮你拿。
So they offered to help.
就顶在头上，很厉害，就顶在头上这样走，走两个小时啊。
And they could put my suitcase on their head and walk for 2 hours.
还跟我说啊，这样子啊，这样就不会晒到太阳了。
And they told me that by doing so, it is a shade for them.
我也想试试啊。
So I try.
结果脖子差点断了啊。
I almost broke my neck.
我先跟大家提醒啊，没有练过的是不可以的啊。
If you haven't tried it, if you haven't been trained, don't try it.
真的，你这个人生当中如果带的东西太多啊
，If you carry too many things, too many baggage,
这个你也想要，那个你也放不下。
If you want to carry everything with you,
信仰的路你要走的好，非常困难啊。
It is very difficult in this journey of faith.
所以啊，生活简单一点，你会发觉你快乐很多。
So if you live a simple life, you realize that your life will be happy.
我们今天的人啊，因为 物质环境太好。
Today, materially, we are very affluent.
哦，所以我们都会觉得说，啊，我需要这个，我需要那个。
We feel that we have a need for many things.
永远都收藏不完，永远都买不停啊。
We continue to buy many things for ourselves.
你知道问题在哪里吗？
So where is the problem?
我们搞不清楚需要跟想要的差别啊。
And we cannot distinguish between our needs and wants.
今天我们很多以为我们需要的东西，
we feel that we have many needs.
其实都只是因为我们想要而已。
But yet, they're actually the things that we want.
因为想要的太多，
because we have too many wants.
所以最后就拖累了我们，没有办法向天奔跑啊。
So as a result, they become hindrance in our heavenly journey.
哦，所以啊，生活简单一点啊。
So if we can live a simple life.
我第一次去非洲啊，我带了15套的衣服哦。
When I went to Africa the first time, I brought 15 sets of clothing.
不知道是谁跟我说的，非洲没有水，没有办法洗衣服啊。
Someone told me that there is no water, you cannot wash your clothes.
哦，所以啊，我就想啊，那带15套，一天穿，两天穿一套，刚好一个月嘛。
So I said that I wear one set every 2 days for 30 days.
哇，骗人的，通通都是骗人的啊。
And these are lies.
我跟你讲啊，到最后啊，你根本搞不清楚哪些衣服是干净的，哪些是脏的，因为全部都放在一起啊。
At the end, you don't remember which ones are clean, which ones are dirty.
哦，所以啊，不管你拿哪一件出来，都是一样脏。
No matter which one you take out, it's just as dirty.
啊，只是增加生命的重担而已啊。
So it adds to the burden.
哦，所以后来再去我就知道啦。
So the next time I went, I realized.
简单呐，这3-4-5件衣服，两件裤子就搞定了。
Just carry 2 pants and a few sets of clothes.
啊，反正啊，大家一样脏嘛。
Everyone wear dirty clothes.
因为反正非洲绝对不会有人嫌你味道不好的。
In Africa, no one will complain that you smell.
你经过两个礼拜，大家闻起来都一样。
After 2 weeks, everyone smell the same.
那所以啊，有时候啊，你会发觉说，当你生活越简单，你的心灵越快乐啊，越轻松。
So if your life becomes simpler, the happier you'll become.
哦，所以不要叫事物缠身啊。
So do not be entangled by material things.
后来这里讲说啊，但是你要到场上比武啊，打仗啦。
But you must go to the battlefield.
你要去竞争，你要去比赛，你要得到胜利。
You must compete in athletics and to win the crown.
这里告诉我们说，人没有遵照规矩就不能得冠冕啊。
So unless he competes according to the rules, he cannot win the crown.
所以感谢主，我们都来到这里。
So we thank God that we're all here.
有心来侍奉，愿意参加教会的工作。
We are engaged in serving God.
要爱神，希望报答神的恩典。
To repay the love of God.
有爱心，爱主是好事。
It is good to love God.
有热忱是对的。
It is good to have zeal and fervency.
想侍奉，感谢主。
We thank God that you are willing to serve.
啊，但是拜托大家一件事啊。
But we'd like to remind you one thing.
做事情要按照规矩啊。
You must do so according to the rules.
你今天如果要去比赛啊，要去赛跑哦。
If you were go to run a race.
好，我要去参加马拉松。
If you were to run in a marathon.
我要跑得很好，我要跑得很快。
You must run well and run fast.
啊，结果你跑跑跑跑到一半你累了。
And after a while, when you get tired,
你说啊，这样不行啊。
He said, I cannot be like.
很多人都跑到比我前面啊。
Many people run ahead.
哦，不行，我一定要赢啊。
I must win.
啊，所以你就叫了一台 Uber.
So he called the Uber.
你就跟他讲说，直接到最后面的终点。
He asked the driver to take you to the finish line.
然后到了终点前面一点点的，你说哎，谢谢啊，付钱，然后下来。
And just before the finish line, you get off the car.
然后你冲过终点，哇，大享荣耀啊。
And then you run to the finish line.
啊，是的，你马上就出名了。
Of course, you win the race.
明天的新闻，家家一定都报你啊。
But everyone, you'll be in the news.
某怪怪的人啊。
And such and such person.
坐计程车来参加马拉松比赛。
Came to participate in a marathon in a taxi.
啊，然后啊，还以为自己赢了。
And he thought that he won the race.
啊，现在正在被 interrogate 哈，正在被检讨当中哦。
And so he is still being investigated.
有荣耀吗？
Did he win any glory?
有奖赏吗？
Did he win the crown?
你能够得到奖杯吗？
Can he receive the first prize reward?
当我们侍奉却不愿意按照规矩，
If we serve God and not according to the rules,
当我们做圣工却凭着自己的任意妄为，
When we do the work of God according to our own ways,
很抱歉啊，最后是没有奖赏的。
At the end, you will not receive the reward.
所以在这里特别提醒我们，
So here it reminds us,
要热心，要爱主，要参与圣工。
We must be fervent, we must love God and to work for him.
但是人在比武场上要按着 规矩来做。
But as we compete, we must do so according.
啊，所以我们最后不管做的是不管怎么做。
So that no matter what we do,
不管我们最后做出来的成果如何
，no matter the result,
啊，我们都能够站在神的面前
，we can stand before God,
然后告诉主说。我尽力了。
We can tell the Lord Jesus that we have given our best.
更能够在神的面前说我良心平安。
We can say, that we can say that we are, our conscience is clear.
因为我遵守你的规矩。
For we follow God's rules.
我按照圣经上的吩咐。
We do according to what the scriptures tell us.
我在你面前心正，心正啊。
That we have a, we are upright in the eyes of God.
这样子在神的眼中，你的侍奉就是最美的。
So that our servitude is the most beautiful.
就能够得到奖赏。
Then we can receive that reward.
第六节
Verse 6.
第六节这里讲说，劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
The hardworking farmer shall receive the crop first.
第七个要求了。
This is the seventh requirement.
很简单，劳力。
We must work hard.
劳力就是要动手。
To work hard requires to give an effort.
劳力就是要流汗。
Is to sweat.
劳力就是要牺牲。
It is a sacrifice.
有时候啊，我们很喜欢动口，但是不动手啊。
Oftentimes, we speak, but yet we do not work.
哦，就是很喜欢啊，指挥交通啊，哎，你做这个，你做这个，你做这个。
Sometimes we learn to delegate.
啊，有一次我遇到一个信徒啊，跟我说。
And sometimes there was a member who told me.
他告诉我说，感谢主，主赐给我大的恩赐。
He says that thank God giving me this wonderful gift.
哦，让我有聪明的头脑。
That I have a very intelligent mind.
所以我只要在教会负责分配指派工作就可以了。
So my work in church is to delegate the work.
我跟他讲说，你确定这个恩赐是神给你的吗
？And so I ask him, are you sure that this is the gift of God?
还是你自己为自己创造出来的呢
？Or is this something that you have created yourself?
哦，因为什么？因为不想做。
Because he did not want to work.
很喜欢动口，很喜欢权力，很喜欢指派别人。
He wanted the power and authority to delegate the work.
啊，到最后啊，圣经里面只有一个例子而已啊。
And at the end, there's only one example.
你对照下去就是谁？法利赛人嘛。
And they are just like the Pharisees.
主耶稣说啊，这个啊，讲话讲很多，但是啊，连一根手指头都不动的啊。
And Jesus rebuked them, saying that they teach much, but they do not even want to lift one finger.
哦，所以神赐给你聪明的头脑，感谢主啊。
Thank God that you have an excellent mind.
啊，但是我们只要还能动。
But as long as we're willing, as long as we can still work.
在这里讲说，你要为耶稣劳力啊。
He says that we must be hardworking.
哦，不要只是动口而已啊。
Not just moving our mouth.
啊，动口讲了半天啊，到最后都没有用啊。
Our words are not very productive.
你不但要动口。
Not only must we speak.
啊，动口不是吵架，也不是发表你的个人意见哦。
Not to rebuke or not to express our personal opinions.
动口是你已经真的用心去思考，所以你提供你觉得真正你用心的建议，可以的。
It is good if we can speak our good suggestions after a careful thought.
啊，但是你更要动手。
But what's more important is to use our hands.
所以你有一个想法，你有一个计划。
If you have a plan, an idea,
你要把自己包括在里面哦。
You must include yourself in it.
我可以做，我愿意付出，我也一起来努力。
This is a plan that I'm willing to participate, to work in.
要用双手亲手做工啊。
We must do work with our own hands.
才叫做劳力的农夫啊。
And that is considered hardworking farmers.
哦，所以做劳力的农夫，你先付出努力的。
So to be a hardworking farmer, we must work with our hands.
这里说你就能够先得粮食啊。
Then we'll be the first. To partake the
所以我们看到啊，在教会圣工当中冲在第一线的。
So those who are in the front line of holy work
不管是带领慕道朋友，或者是陪伴教会软弱的信徒
，whether guiding the true seekers or helping those who are weak，
真的是劳力的农夫可以先享受粮食。
They are the hardworking farmers that can enjoy the crop。
哦，他们做最多。
They have done the most。
所以他们最有机会亲眼见证主耶稣的能力跟主耶稣的恩典。
So they have the opportunity to witness firsthand the grace and the power of our Lord Jesus。
哦，所以你想要见神。
Do you wish to see miracles?
你希望常常体验神的能力吗
？Do you wish to experience the power of God?
可以啊，你先去做这个劳力的农夫啊。
It is possible if you are this hardworking farmer.
啊，最后第七节啊。
And in verse 7,
第七节在这里告诉我们，他说：“我所说的话，你要思想。”
And to consider what I say.
这个是保罗告诉提摩太，作为一个好的工人的第八个要求啊。
This is the eighth requirement of being a good and faithful servant.
告诉我们说，我们都需要常常思想。
We need to think and consider.
思想是一个反省的过程。
This is a process of self-reflection.
思想叫做练心啊，拷问自己的心哦。
To consider, it is to be introspective.
哦，这个不是对人。
This is not towards others.
而是对着自己啊。
It is towards ourselves.
你不是要向任何人负责。
We are not responsible for anyone else.
没有人叫你写检讨报告啊，那个没有用的。
No one asks you to write a self-examination
report. 而是要常常拷问自己的内心。
But rather to examine ourselves.
说我今天在神的家中。
To ask ourselves today in the house of God.
我为什么要信耶稣？
Why do I believe in Jesus?
我为什么要来聚会?
Why do I come to church?
我为什么要参与圣工?
Why do I work for God?
我为什么要坚持主道?
Why do I persist in the gospel?
这是一个不断拷问自己心的一个过程。
This is a process of self-examination.
因为很多时候啊，我们并不是像自己想象这么了解自己啊。
Many times we do not understand ourselves.
如果我们不花时间去想。
If we do not spend time to examine,
习惯成自然,
then it becomes a habit, and it becomes natural.
你日子天天在过啊。
You live your day, we live day to day.
你教会每个礼拜再来啊。
We come to church every week.
你事工常常在参与啊。
You do work every day.
啊，但是虽然从表面、从表象上来看啊。
So superficially,
啊，做得很好，感谢主，有恩典，有恩典，有能力，神啊，好像是一个非常好的基督徒啊。
It appears that we are a good Christian. Everything that we do is going well.
甚至连我们都一直觉得说，其实我是一个很好的基督徒。
Outwardly, it appears that we are an excellent Christian.
哦，是的，可能你真的很好。
Indeed, you may be doing a good job.
你可能比别人好啊。
You may be doing better than others.
你可能比传道更好啊。
You may be even better than preachers.
但是你比任何人好都没有用啊。
But that does not matter.
因为什么？因为你没有去拷问你自己的良心啊。
Because you have not examined your conscience.
神不会把你跟别人比在一起的。
God will not compare you with other people.
神只要你比比你自己呀、
啊、But God wants us to compare with ourselves.
神要我们不断的质问自己。
God wants us to often examine
ourselves. 我今天所做的对得起我基督徒的身份吗？
Have everything that we've done today worthy of us being a Christian?
我今天所侍奉的方式有符合圣经的教导吗？
Everything that we have done and served, is it according to the scriptures?
我在事工上的决定有在神面前心正良心平安吗？
The decisions that we make for the church, is it upright in eyes of God?
这个你不需要回答任何的人啊。
So there's no need for us to answer to anyone.
而是要回答你自己啊，因为这是自我拷问的过程啊。
We need to answer to our own conscience.
每一个人都需要做这件事啊。
So this is something that we must all do.
传道者也要常常拷问自己的心啊。
So as preachers and ministers, we do the same.
我们在带领教会。
As we lead the church.
是为了什么？
For what?
是为了耶稣基督的荣耀吗？
Is it for the glory of God?
还是为了自己的成就感呢？
Or is it for our own accomplishment?
我们在帮助信徒。
When we help the members.
是为了报答主耶稣的慈爱吗？
Is it to repay God's love?
还是喜欢别人需要我的感觉？
Or is it for the praises of other people?
所以我们这都是一个不断拷问自己良心，不断在神面前检讨自己的过程啊。
So this is a constant process of examining our conscience.
所以在这里，保罗对提摩太说。
So here Paul said to Timothy,
凡事你当思想。
To consider what I say.
因为只有思想才能够看清楚自己。
So because through thinking and consideration, can we see ourselves?
看清楚自己才知道自己的软弱。
When we can see ourselves clearly.Then we can see our own weaknesses.
知道自己的软弱，才能够回到信仰的原点。
When we know our weaknesses, can we return to the origin of our faith?
回到原点，才能够再一次抓住那个起初的感动。
Then we can grasp onto that first love, that first motivation.
愿主耶稣帮助我们每一个人。
May the Lord help us.
主耶稣对你有期望。
The Lord Jesus has great expectation.
成为他眼中的基督精兵。
To become a Christian soldier.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Yes, I'll come to the front to pray.